Google is giving millions of people access to 3D scans of ancient sites before they disappear. What happens to those scans is controversial. We take a look in this week's All Tech Considered. "3D scanning can make accurate models of historic sites, especially important for ones in the path of wars, natural disasters, or climate change. But as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, some archaeologists and historians worry about the way these digital replicas are being used."
Bagan is an ancient city in Myanmar. It happens to be located on a seismic fault. On August 24, 2016, a tourist, David Greco, was there videotaping.
"There's just an earthquake. That temple crumbled. Oh my God, I was just standing there. It just crumbled."
And it wasn't just one temple. Dozens were damaged. One temple stands out for Chance Kokenauer, a manager at Google Arts and Culture.
"This is a temple that has incredible murals, floor to ceiling, across the inter passageways and the inner chamber of the temple."
The temple is called Ananda Okjong. It's covered with murals about Buddhism and key moments in the Buddha's life. It was popular with tourists, but since the earthquake,
that temple itself is inaccessible if you physically go to the site today.
Fortunately, Ananda Okjong was one of many temples that was 3D scanned before the earthquake. The scans are on Google's Arts and Culture site. They allow you to virtually wander the halls of the temple, look up close at paintings, turn the building over and look at its chambers from below. Or you can take a virtual tour with Bettany Hughes, a historian and broadcaster.
"On the facing wall and the wall to the right are Garudas, a type of mythical bird."
Google Arts and Culture is a little different from the rest of Google. It's a nonprofit inside the company. It works with museums and other nonprofits, such as the Frick Collection and the Center for Jewish History, to put high-quality images online, though Google is still collecting data on you. The images of the temples in Bagan are part of a collaboration with SciArc, a nonprofit that does 3D scans of historic sites. Scans include Mayan ruins like Chichen Itza or the Al-Azam Palace in Syria, around 200 in all. John Ristevsky, the CEO of SciArc, says its original mission was to create high-quality scans that could be used as a blueprint to rebuild sites. But the scans were just sitting on a private server where the public couldn't see them.
SciArc has had the will to open it up for a long time, but we haven't had the way or the means.
SciArc partnered with Google Arts and Culture because they offered free cloud storage and the tools to create an accessible online experience. Google's Kokenauer says the company doesn't make money off the site, but it does fit in with Google's mission to make the world's information available and useful. Or it could be that it's an attempt by a large corporation to wrap itself in the sheen of culture.
Google is not a cultural institution. Google is not a museum.
Ethan Wattrell is an archaeologist, a professor at Michigan State University, and a member of the Society for American Archaeology, a professional trade group. Wattrell believes it's all about promoting Google.
They want to make this material accessible so people will browse it and be filled with wonder by it. But at its core, it's all about advertisements and driving traffic.
Wattrell thinks these images belong on a museum site. There's another issue for some archaeologists and art historians. SciArc owns the copyright of the scans, not the countries where the sites are located. That means the countries need SciArc's permission to use these images for commercial purposes. Aaron Thompson, a professor of art crime at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City, points to a long history of Western nations taking cultural artifacts for their own use. Egypt's been fighting for years to get back a bust of Queen Nefertiti from Germany. It took decades for the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York to return items from King Tut's tomb. Australia's indigenous people have been fighting with the British Museum for the return of ancestral artifacts. Thompson calls SciArc's copyrighted scans digital colonialism.
The real problem is that you have to trust whoever owns the copyright to do the right thing with those images. And there's no legal way for a country to protest the use of its cultural heritage sites.
SciArc says it copyrights the scans so no one can use them in an inappropriate way. But critics like Thompson think the countries where these sites live should be the ones making these choices. Laura Seidel, NPR News.